An order upheld by the federal court to cull nearly 400 ostriches in Edgewood isn't going over well with the community or local politicians. Universal Ostrich lost its battle against the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, CFIA, during a judicial review of the killing of the birds following an avian influenza outbreak in December 2024. Now the community is standing behind the farm in Edgewood, fighting to save the large herd. A rally took place in Vernon's Polson Park Thursday, May 15. Crowd gathers at Vernon's Polson Park to protest the looming killing of nearly 400 ostrich in Edgewood since contracting avian influenza. pic.twitter.com/mlxv27@ Vernon Morningstar, at Vernon News, May 15, 2025. Meanwhile, people from around the region, and the world, have traveled to the farm to camp out and show their support. "It's absolutely overwhelming and beautiful," said Universal Ostrich spokesperson Katie Pasitny. "This really woke everybody back up with the cull order back on and allowed people to see another level of government overreach." A total of 69 ostriches died at the farm, but Pasitny said the flock has since fully recovered. The decision to cull the herd is based on two tests she calls controversial, which were taken back in December. 5 months later, and Pasitny says there have been no additional tests, no water or soil samples taken, and no new evidence. Vernon Lake Country Menashie MP Scott Anderson visited Universal Ostrich Wednesday to show his support. "My team is working on a plan to save the ostriches while satisfying the requirements of the Canadian Food Inspection Agency," said Anderson, who said he is asking the CFIA to hold off on the cull while he explores the possibility of saving the ostriches for further immunology research. "I have been in consultation with numerous academics and scientists, including but not limited to Dr. Steve Pellick, tenured professor and founding scientist of the Biomedical Research Center at UBC, and Dr. Jeff Wilson, Guelph University, veterinarian with doctorates in avian pathology and dairy cattle epidemiology. While I am no scientist in the hard sciences, these folks are, and all of them say that a cull is unnecessary and that the birds and eggs are extremely valuable research subjects." Meanwhile, in the regional district of Central Kootenay, the board is seeking a legal opinion as to whether it can refuse to allow the ostrich carcasses to be disposed of in the landfill. A number of community members are also lined up to share their thoughts at the meeting via Zoom. Animal Justice is also urging CFIA to reconsider the ostrich cull and whether killing the birds still makes sense considering how much time has passed since the initial order was issued. "We're urging the CFIA to consider its next steps in a careful and science-based manner before moving forward with a cull, particularly given how much time has passed since the order was issued. Ostriches are not disposable. They are sentient and social animals who deserve dignity and protection," said Caitlin Mitchell, director of legal advocacy at Animal Justice. "Avian flu is a devastating disease that must be taken seriously, but these ostriches shouldn't be forced to pay for the failures of a broken system. Avian flu outbreaks are exacerbated by rampant factory farming, yet it's the individual birds who pay the ultimate price. It would be a tragedy to move forward with killing them simply to prove a bureaucratic point." The CFIA says allowing a poultry flock exposed to the virus to remain alive allows a potential source of the virus to persist. "It would increase the possibility of reassortment or mutation, particularly with birds raised in open pasture where there is ongoing exposure to wildlife. This could also increase the human health risk," a CFIA response to the court decision reads. "Our disease response aims to protect both public and animal health, as well as minimize impacts on the $6.8 billion domestic poultry industry and the Canadian economy. This supports Canadian families and poultry farmers whose livelihoods depend on maintaining international market access for $1.75 billion in exports." Universal Ostrich has had no communication from CFIA since the court ruling. "They could come anytime," said Pasitny, adding it's a cold situation. The decision to eradicate entire flocks of farm birds is puzzling to her, since wild birds such as geese and ducks continue to spread the virus with no control. What is this accomplishing by eradicating all our food source and their, farmers, livelihoods? She urges supporters to take a stand and protect our farmers and our food security. To the CFIA, she says, the world is watching. Nobody wants to see this happen.